Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, September the 28th. Two more days, the month of September will be over with. We made it through another weekend. God bless you. And I hope this week will start you off fresh and happy and content. May God have all the blessings bestowed upon you and your household. Amen. Amen. Today, why does God require faith? And that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit today. Amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into this word, let your hand guide me. Keep my feet planted on solid ground. Keep me and my thoughts clear. Let my words be clear. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. And keep those that are sick and shed in. And may God bestow the blessings upon you as well. As you listen to the messages, may God bless you. And may you get something from the lessons. Amen. Amen. Why does God require faith? Well, here we go. You know, the Bible speaks of the importance of faith in knowing God. For example, in Ephesians 2:8, it teaches, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." And First Corinthians 13:13 adds, "So now faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love." So why do God require faith? Well, one way to answer is God requires faith is because he is our Heavenly Father. And our relationship to him is similar to other relationships in a sense that it includes trust in other person, time together, love and respect. Because we cannot fully know another person, let alone an infinite God, all relationships require some degree of faith, trust. God is our Father, and it takes faith to believe that he loves us and that he provides for all our needs. Faith is important because God is not visible to humanity. In Hebrews 11:1, it teaches, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." We cannot see God. However, we have faith in him that provides assurances. Faith is necessary to please God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. Not only does faith please God, it leads to reward, eternal life. So God requires faith because it allows humans the ability to choose or reject him. Without the ability to make choices, humanity would cease to be human as we know it. Faith in God is not blind faith, as some argue. Instead, it is a choice based on the available information. The Bible, the created world, the changed lives of believers, Jesus Christ, and other ways God operates in our world provide sufficient evidence for people to choose faith in God. as Jesus taught in Luke 16:31, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should raise from the dead. Amen. I'm saying, trust in God and build up your faith as you get closer to God in the Word. All I'm saying is, do not go on blind faith. Trust Him. And trust Him like He is your only and best friend. Because when humans, and I say humans, other people, when they fail you, God will not fail you. Amen. That is my word of encouragement today. God bless you, and may God keep you strong and build you up. Amen. Amen. I'll see you Wednesday with another word of encouragement. I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you, and may God's holy will be upon you. Amen. Amen. Man.